Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. You may remember a writer called Michael Crichton. He was a force in American entertainment. He was a novelist. He was a movie producer, turned out a ton of top films and best-selling books, The Andromeda Strain, Jurassic Park, et cetera, et cetera. But he was also, and this is less remembered, a political philosopher and a very wise one. 20 years ago, before he died, Michael Crichton delivered a talk in San Francisco about the climate crisis. And he described climate activism in that speech as the religion, not a political movement, a religion for urban atheists, for people who rejected every aspect of Judaism and Christianity. Climate activists had, without saying so out loud, created a religion. All the features you would recognize in any conventional religion. They had their Eden, which would be the world before the settlers arrived. They would have their original sin, because every religion has that. In their case, it would be the Industrial Revolution. And because of that original sin, they believed a rapture was coming, an end of times. And in their telling, the end of times was climate catastrophe. So the only way to save yourself from this rapture, from this end of times, was to renounce your energy sins and embrace climate activism. So Crichton identified this as a sign that religious beliefs are inherent. Everyone has them, even atheists. You may not worship God, but you're going to worship something, and that's true. Well, not many political theories age well, even over 20 years, but Michael Crichton's has. As church attendance and self-identified religious faith have fallen off a cliff in this country, the cult of climate has grown even stronger. Now, even the President of the United States is warning that the world is ending. Unless we pass the Green New Deal and legalize abortion until the moment of birth, Joe Biden says climate change will destroy the world. You'd better pass the Democratic Party's agenda. If you don't, you are joining, quote, the single most existential threat to humanity you've ever faced, including nuclear weapons. It's code red. Watch.
That's what climate change is about. It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger. The health of our citizens and our communities is literally at stake. The UN's leading international climate scientists call the latest climate report nothing less than, quote, code red for humanity. Let me say it again, code red for humanity. And making the largest investment ever, $2.3 billion, to help communities across the country build infrastructure that's designed to withstand the full range of disasters we've been seeing up to today. Extreme heat, drought, flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes.
So that's not science, that's theology, but it's also politics. You'll note that Joe Biden said we're spending $2.3 billion to fix it, to, quote, help communities build infrastructure to withstand disasters. Okay, $2.3 billion. Where'd all that money go? No one ever asked. Well, it turns out a lot of it went to something called the Justice 40 Initiative. It's called the Justice 40 Initiative because 40% of the money, tax dollars, goes toward combating something called environmental racism in disadvantaged communities, meaning predominantly Latinx, indigenous, and African American neighborhoods. In other words, this is yet more federal funding that excludes the majority of the population based on their race. That's fully illegal. That is a crime under civil rights law, which you all agree is good. Federal courts have already blocked other efforts by the Biden administration to do this kind of thing. But this effort slipped through. Why? Because it's climate. Now, you'd think the DOJ Civil Rights Division would notice if we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars in a racially exclusive way against federal law. But the Attorney General of the United States has no problem with it because the climate cult demands it.
Consistent with the president's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad, we are issuing a comprehensive environmental justice enforcement strategy. Communities of color, indigenous communities, and low-income communities often bear the brunt of the harm caused by environmental crime, pollution, and climate change.
So, of course, there's no science or data behind any of those claims. They're political slogans. They're completely made up. They're not real. But it's happening anyway. So we're directing natural disaster aid on the basis of skin color. That's insane. Are hurricanes racist? I mean, hurricanes may be bad, but are they racist? Well, the media tells us, yes, they are racist.
decades ago, it used to be one or two a season would happen. Now with climate change and these extreme warm waters, it's almost, you know, it's happening all the time.
This storm, in a way, is kind of bad news for the people that are still trying to deny climate change as a factor.
Florida Republicans deny climate change as a monster storm barrels towards the coast.
This will be a first-time test for how you adapt to these new, stronger storms on a warmer planet as a result of climate change.
The threat exacerbated, of course, by climate change.
Charleston, like Miami, gets water that comes up on a good sunny day. That's climate change because water levels are rising.
Our Earth is getting warmer, and there is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
You just saw like eight people in a row who know nothing about anything. None of those people are scientists or meteorologists or even effective weathermen. They're political actors and they're making it up. And we know that because turns out people keep track of hurricanes. There are lists of hurricanes. So we know there has been no increase in hurricane frequency in the United States from 1900 to 2020, 120 years. In fact, the number of hurricanes has actually declined over the last century. And in that same period, deaths from hurricanes, other natural disasters, have dropped by 90%. Really? But it's a bigger threat now? Deaths have dropped by 90%? So maybe the goal isn't to save human life. Maybe the goal is not to save the environment, which may be the main reason all the climate solutions destroy the environment. But whatever. Ignore the facts. In fact, the most accurate forecast suggests that hurricanes will become 25% less frequent going forward. Those are the data. No one cares about data anymore. We saw that with COVID as well. Wear a cloth mask, said Fauci, even as he privately admitted that cloth masks are useless to prevent the transmission of COVID. Take the COVID shot, Kathy Hochul told us, standing in a pulpit, because, and we're quoting, that's what God wants. So once again, whatever this is, it is not science by definition, it's religion. But despite the fact the Constitution prohibits the U.S. government from having a state religion, that now is our state religion. And it's also the religion of the media and the public health industry, which has grown dramatically over the past 3 years. So what happens next? Well, as it happens, we have some reference points that give us clues. Whenever you have a religious movement with no God at the center, you have disaster. That's what Marxism was. Zealots want to punish people in the name of their faith. That's always been true. It happens around the world still. Shia Muslims regularly flagellate themselves all over the world, Iraq, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, to commemorate the death of Muhammad's grandson. You're seeing those images on your screen right now. At least that's a real religion, time-tested over 1,000 years. Catholics in the Philippines sometimes flagellate themselves on Easter weekend as a form of atonement. They take their shirts and shoes off and whip themselves. You're seeing that right now. So clearly, this is a human impulse. Around the world, people self-flagellate in the name of religious faith. In India, Hindu yogis pierce their cheeks and run spikes through their faces. This is pretty graphic, but it happens. These are people of faith. We're not criticizing them. We're just saying this is a feature of religion. But at least there's a God at the center of it. In the United States, there is no God at the center of it. So what does that mean? It means you're about to be severely punished in the name of someone else's crackpot climate religion. For example, the next time you go to the hospital for surgery, the doctor could very well tell you, we can't really give you anesthesia. We'll tell you it's necessary to pull back on the painkillers in the name of climate. We're not making this up, by the way. Doctors at the Henry Ford Health System in Michigan are now proposing to cut their carbon footprint by 0.1% by reducing the amount of anesthesia they give to patients. For real, you wheel in there for an appendectomy or any kind of medical procedure, and you're really gonna suffer because the climate god demands it. How far are we from like the Mayan or Aztec system? Not as far as we think. As one physician in that system put it, quote, for a long time, there was a notion that the greenhouse effect caused in healthcare settings was an inevitable and unavoidable cost of providing patient care. But we have learned that reducing anesthetic gas flow is one of the many ways healthcare can lessen its contribution to the global warming crisis. Think about that for a second. If you're trying to reduce your carbon footprint, if you really believe carbon was the main poison in our environment, which of course it's not, but if you thought it was, getting rid of anesthesia or reducing the amount of painkillers you give to people while cutting them with scalpels would probably be the last thing you would do. A decade ago, researchers in Germany suggested that reducing the amount of anesthesia given to patients would lower greenhouse gas emissions and protect the ozone layer. So that was 10 years ago. And at the time, the idea didn't catch on right away because it's insane and it dramatically increases human suffering, which we try to reduce because this is civilization after all. But as civilization recedes 10 years later, hospitals in the US are suddenly deciding, wow, that's a great idea. Make people suffer more, atone for their climate sins? We're on board. So the question is, again, referring back to the primitive religions that dominated this earth until pretty recently, the Mayas, the Aztecs, and every other human sacrifice-oriented religion, how long until these hospitals decide that the best way to reduce their carbon footprint is to make their patients go to sleep permanently? That's happening in Canada. The government of Canada has killed thousands and thousands of its own citizens, thousands of them. Was carbon footprints of those people part of it? I don't know. But in the end, false religions wind up killing people. If you're thinking to yourself, well, I just won't go to the hospital in Germany or Detroit, that's not going to work because it's not the specific solution that they're proposing. It's the way they think. And this kind of thinking is everywhere now. It's not just in hospitals trying to reduce greenhouse emissions. Joe Biden's EPA just announced a plan to, quote, eliminate nearly all greenhouse gas emissions from transportation by 2050. Really, how are you going to do that since these people know nothing about energy or engineering? They don't know anything about anything. So their solutions are not likely to improve life here. So their new idea is to reduce so-called commuting miles through, and we're quoting now, an increase in remote work and virtual engagements. In other words, they want you to stay inside your house and not have physical contact with other people. And while you're stuck inside your house, in the name of protecting the environment, don't even think about using your gas stove or your fireplace or your wood stove or heating the place. So what they're doing, since the COVID lockdowns are over, is continuing to encourage employers to keep their employees at home, to isolate people in their little pods, make them powerless. And they're not doing this because it's good for the economy. Obviously, it's not good for the economy. They're doing it because their religion demands it. It makes you look at that FAA meltdown a few weeks ago in a brand new light. What was that really about, right? So you're not allowed to get anesthesia in the hospital, and pretty soon you might not be able to go outside to work anymore. What else are you allowed to have in the name of the climate crisis? Well, how about no more heat or air conditioning or electricity or cars or wearing leather or eating meat or having children? All are sins against the climate. So for you, it is insects, tap water, and celibacy. That's a tough religion. Even John the Baptist got to eat honey and locusts. No more honey for you. We're beyond self-denial. We're in the next phase. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life, from Tucker Carlson Tonight.